You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
We've had a really budget-heavy day, and I'm pretty sure everyone's going to be in budget overload by the end of today. So I wanted to go into some lighter news. It's hedgehogs. There are two hedgehog rescues that operate within New Zealand, so I wanted to reach out and hear more about their work. So in New Zealand, hedgehogs are considered a pest. So I wanted to find out how they navigate that. So I reached out to Peg Logue from Hedgehog Haven and talked about her organization.
What we do, Lara, is we rescue orphaned, sick, injured hogs. We try to get them well again so that we can release them back out. They're little wild animals, so we don't ever consider keeping them as pets. We don't have anybody else consider keeping them as pets. If they can't sustain themselves in the wild for whatever reason, maybe they've lost a front leg, you can have a three-legged hog, so if it's a back leg that's missing, and this correctly amputated, it's got to be amputated very high. But they use their front legs for searching for food, so provided they haven't lost a front leg, provided we can get their health up, get them where they can sustain themselves, get them up to good weight, we put them back out again.
So I guess I'm curious about how your organization started out.
Well, I started over 20 years ago. And it just happened that someone bought me a couple of little hedgehogs that had lost their mum. I thought, oh, crikey. So I sourced the colostrum substitute for them. And I reared them, and I was pretty pleased about that. And I thought that was probably the end of it. But next year, somebody bought me some more, and so it grew. And that was, I think, probably 22, 23 years ago. And Hedgehog Rescue New Zealand came, Jackie was one of my carers, and she hooked up with someone else, and they started another organisation. But we have still worked sensibly, hand in hand.
Now, I think with this, there's obvious criticism in being that hedgehogs are considered a pest in New Zealand. How is it that you kind of justify the work you do?
All right. A hedgehog, like a cat or a dog, is a little sentient being. So it has the same, suffers the same pains and stresses. We are very, very careful. When we care for an animal, we bring a hedgehog, we bring it up to being well able to release. We're very, very careful when we release. So we're very careful to release them where there's no ground nesting birds, as far as we know, no wetters, none of our natives that could be harmed by them. There are large areas of the country in New Zealand that those animals aren't in anyway. So it's fine for the hedgehogs to go into. The other thing is, of course, they are little garden helpers, and people need to realise this. It's the only... I was just thinking it's probably the only pest animal I know that does have a good side to it, that does some good.
So what do they do in the garden?
Well, they eat slugs and snails. Yeah, you don't use pesticide or insecticide when you've got hedgehogs. There's hedgehogs living in your garden.
Yeah, and I guess with all that, is it difficult to kind of navigate this predator-free New Zealand stance that's happening at the minute with the work you do?
We do occasionally get somebody who hits us head-on with criticism. And as I say, we try to be very careful with what we do, that it doesn't aggravate the situation, that we don't put them into an area where they become a pest.
And so I guess the last kind of question I want to end off in is, why is your work important?
It's saving suffering. That's the bottom line. We do everything we can to prevent suffering. Just as the SPCA picks up cats and dogs that are sick or ill-treated or whatever. Okay, we don't get ill-treated. Well, we do sometimes get ill-treated hedgehogs. We get people who are a bit mean to them. But they need, suffering needs to be prevented. So if they're tinies, we hand rear them. If they're injured, we treat them. If they're sick, we treat them. We don't let them suffer. And if necessary, we euthanize them. It's to prevent suffering.
Brilliant. Is there anything else you wanted to add?
the important thing is that we're not extremists. Mm. It's not save a hedgehog at any cost. We are cognizant of the damage they can do if they're released into an area where there are sensitive animals or insects, birds. So we try to be very sensible with what we do.
The Wire.
That's funny. What does it sound like?
So that was Peg Logue from Hedgehog Haven. You can find out more about the work they're doing on hedgehogrescue.net.nz.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.